Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, welcome to this week's Faithfully Confident podcast episode. I'm so excited to have you here. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about focusing on the solution and not focusing on the problem. As entrepreneurs, we tend to look at our life, look at our business, and even just as human beings in general, we focus on what is wrong. What are we doing wrong? Why isn't this working for me? How come I can't do this? And you start focusing on the negative rather than the positive and figuring out that there can be a solution to the problem. If you have a problem, there is a solution. Whether you can see it right now, there's always going to be a solution. And one of the things that I love to remember about this is that you are enough and you are capable, and that when your doubts start to set in, know that, again, God placed you here for a reason. He put you through this situation for a reason, and there's always going to be a solution. There's always going to be a solution. When you start focusing on the problem, that's when you start to find more problems. When you start focusing on the problem, more problems are going to come up. Have you ever noticed that in your life? When you start having just a bad morning and suddenly another bad thing happens, then another thing bad happens, and it just keeps tumbling over and over and over in your life, and it's not the worst day ever because so many bad things keep happening. Let's pause for a moment and let's think about that. Do you think that when you start focusing on what is wrong with your day, what is wrong with your life, what is wrong with your relationship, wrong with your business, what is wrong with whatever it is that you're focusing on, do you think that's going to make you feel better? Do you think that's going to help you, you know, shift into a better mood? Do you think that's going to help you, you know, find just a better outlook on life and your business and whatever it is in general? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So what I want you to do today, as you're listening to this podcast, I want you to just pause, just take a deep breath. Pause and take a deep breath and just tell yourself, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life. I love my life, I'm capable, I'm doing an incredible job. I'm doing the best that I can with the information and the knowledge that I have today in this exact moment. And I can make it through. I can make this work. There is going to be a solution to the problem that I am having today. The problem that I'm this week, this month, whatever it is that you're going through, there is a solution. And I am confident that you are capable of finding that solution. You can do it. You have the knowledge, the insight, the resources to find that solution. So rather than focusing on the problem, because again, the more you focus on something, the more it's going to expand and grow in your life. So if you want to have more good in your life, focus on the solutions. If you want to have more good in your life, start focusing on the solutions and grow from what it is you're going through, how you can change and shift what it is that you're going through. I find a lot of my clients in my business are going through, you know, I did this launch, or I did this, send out this email, I followed this sequence, I did this launch page, like blah, 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 blah. Everybody's business is going to be different, so let's not get into that. But something in your business did not work for you, so you just up and quit. And you go, it's not working. It's not working. I give up. I quit. It's not meant for me. And you walk away, and you think that your business is a problem. But it's not the problem. The problem is how you're handling the business, how you're handling the situations in your life. Take a step back, breathe, and look at what it is that is actually happening in front of you. Take a step back. Look at what you're going through right now, what just happened, as a glass view. And what I mean by that is take a step back as though you're literally watching your movie, watching your life, the situation from a viewpoint of you're sitting in a movie theater just eating popcorn and watching a movie. What do you see? What do you feel? What are you telling yourself as you're watching this moment? And really think about that. You know, how would you do things differently? What can you shift within this? How can you do, like, literally how? There's so many questions you can ask yourself. And I might even just do another episode on just questions to ask yourself in general, because I could go on a tangent about that for ages, because one of my favorite things in life and business is asking yourself the right questions to propel yourself forward. Ooh, that's a good episode. Ooh, ask yourself the right questions to propel yourself forward. I like that. Oh, we might have to do that, you guys. But really, just remember, focus on the solution and not the problem. What you are going to focus on is going to expand. And that's really what I want to leave you with today, is just stop focusing on what's wrong, what's happening, why didn't this work, poor me, poor me, poor me, and go, what can I do differently? What needs to shift? What needs to change? What worked for me? What didn't work for me? Ask yourself the right questions. So anyways, that is what I have for you guys today. We are at our 6 minute mark, and that's kind of when I try to finish up these episodes, because I value your time. And if you're anything like me, you really despise long episodes. So anyways, I love you guys. God bless you all. And I pray that, you know, you are always able to just take a step back and breathe and just allow God to take the reins in your life. And whenever that doubt sets in, just remember that He's leading you. He's guiding you. You just need to close your eyes and just take a deep breath and remember that you are in good hands. You are in good hands, guys. You guys. Anyways, tangent again. I love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you around for next episode. Mwah! Have a great day, guys. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.